From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Elena Kagan will be the next Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. As NPR's Audie Cornish reports, the Senate confirmed her nomination today.
Texas Republican John Cornyn argued that while Kagan was vague on issues such as gun rights and abortion during her nomination hearings, she is a product of progressive politics.
No member of this chamber should be surprised if, for the rest of her life, as a Supreme Court Justice, Ms. Kagan does not merely follow the law as written, but rather bends the law to advance her progressive political agenda.
But California Democrat Dianne Feinstein says Kagan will be a positive addition to a court split ideologically.
Her great strength, I believe, is that of a conciliator, a reconciler, being able to bring people together.
The vote was 63 to 37, with five Republicans voting in her favor. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
Al-Qaeda in Pakistan and affiliates elsewhere remain the most dangerous terror threat to the U.S. The State Department's annual report on global terrorism says while Al-Qaeda has suffered some setbacks,
it has proven to be an adaptable and resilient terrorist group whose desire to attack the United States and U.S. interests abroad remains strong.
State Department counterterrorism coordinator Dan Benjamin says Al-Qaeda is actively engaged in plotting attacks against the U.S. and Western targets. BP has finished pumping cement into its broken well in the Gulf of Mexico. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports the government's commander of the response says it's progress, but it's not the end of the crisis.
Retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says he's not ready to declare the well dead just yet.
I think we can all breathe a little easier regarding the potential that we'll have oil in the Gulf ever again. But we need to ensure the people of the Gulf and the people of the United States that this thing is properly finished, and that will be through the bottom. Now, how long it takes depends on when the cementing is done.
Allen says once the cement is finished filling in any gaps, it should be dry in about a day. It will be about a week before the relief well finishes drilling the last 100 feet into the broken well under the seafloor. Cement will then be pumped into the broken well. It could take weeks to finish. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
The Senate has passed legislation that provides $26 billion in aid to states after barely overcoming a GOP filibuster. Democrats say the bill will help avert 100,000 teacher layoffs and help states pay Medicaid fees. The bill awaits passage in the House. Speaker Nancy Pelosi has summoned members to interrupt their summer recess to cast votes next week, where it's expected to pass. Wall Street lost a little ground today after news that initial unemployment claims rose last week and retail sales in July were weaker than expected. The Dow closed down 5 points. The Nasdaq was off 10. This is NPR News. Sluggish economic growth is discouraging many would-be homebuyers, but as Steve Beckner of Market News International reports, it's also creating unprecedented opportunities in the mortgage market.
If ever there was a time to get or refinance a mortgage, this may be it. Freddie Mac says mortgage rates are at historic lows. The average rate on 30-year fixed-rate mortgages stands at 4.49%, lowest since the government-controlled home finance colossus began tracking rates. The 15-year fixed rate is down to 3.95%, lowest on record. Mortgage rates have been following Treasury bonds. Low inflation and economic fears are pushing up their prices, bringing down their yields. For NPR News, I am Steve Beckner.
The Pentagon is demanding that the website WikiLeaks immediately return some 15,000 classified documents about the war in Afghanistan that it hasn't yet published. NPR's Tom Bowman has the story.
Pentagon spokesman Jeff Morrell told reporters the website should do the right thing and return thousands of documents. Morrell said the Pentagon was pursuing other options if the website fails to comply, although he declined to answer a question about possible legal action. Last month, WikiLeaks released some 91,000 government documents about Afghanistan, spanning 2004 to 2009, and detailing problems with the progress of the war. Top Pentagon officials harshly criticized that release, saying the documents included the names of Afghans who were helping U.S. and allied troops. Tom Bowman, NPR News, The Pentagon.
Meanwhile, in Afghanistan today, a suicide car bomber killed seven Afghan police officers in the northern Kunduz province. The bomber targeted a joint NATO-Afghan convoy. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington. Support.